5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, May 18th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. All of our new video content, as always, at Rumble. Our channel at Rumble is rumble.com/SkywatchTV. But you find all of our archives. All of the old programs are at the website, skywatchtv.com, or get our free mobile app. Topic number 5 today is Ukraine. Mariupol has fallen. Fighters who were holed up inside the Azovstal steel plant have surrendered. But you wouldn't know that if you read about it in the New York Times or any one of a number of other corporate media outlets. The New York Times has been taking heavy criticism the last couple of days for describing the end of the Russian siege of the Azovstal steel plant as Ukraine ending its combat mission. The government of Ukraine ended its combat mission Monday, saying it had fully achieved all of its goals, which apparently in this case is not dying, because objectively, the fighters who were holed up inside the Azovstal plant were evacuated to Russian-controlled territory, escorted by Russian forces, and the wounded taken to Russia-controlled hospitals. That is what you call a surrender by any definition. However, the New York Times managed to completely avoid that reality. This is like describing a retreat as advancing to the rear. Well, journalist Michael Tracy commented on this, quote, "This is why you have to assume that pretty much everything coming out of Western media about the tactical progression of the war is distortion. They're operating within an impenetrable superstructure of ideology that prevents the New York Times from labeling this a surrender," end quote. Meanwhile, Finland and Sweden have officially applied for membership in NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, something Russia has been warning against. This would extend the border of NATO against Russia by some 800 miles and marks a departure of 200 years of neutrality from 200 years of neutrality by Sweden. However, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he intends to block their bid for membership. Erdogan pointed out that both of these countries have joined their European allies in sanctioning Turkey for its ongoing war with Kurdish forces along its southern border. We'll see if Erdogan actually means it, or if he's just opening negotiations to see what kind of concessions he can get from the Europeans. Topic number 4, the economy. You've probably noticed the price of gasoline over $4 a gallon. It finally hit that level here in the Ozarks. We were one of the last places in the country to move past that mile mark, or that mark. The average price of gasoline across the country now, $4.52 a gallon, which is a record high. Corporate media saying we can blame this on the high cost of oil and the switch to summer gasoline blends. And the high cost of oil is because of what? Well, Vladimir Putin, obviously. No. How about switching on the Keystone XL pipeline? That might help. Turns out that releasing a record amount of emergency fuel from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve did not save your wallet. It may not save Joe Biden or the Democratic Party in the upcoming elections. Instead, prices are expected to exceed $5 a gallon by July 4th as we move into the summer driving season. Topic number 3, Israel. It was a year ago that a tragic crush of people left 45 people dead at Mount Meron, which is a site in northern Israel. It's in the Galilee. This is part of the annual Lag BaOmer festival, where hundreds of thousands come to visit the tomb of venerated 2nd century Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Well, after that tragedy last year, the Israeli government put down strict attendance limits, limiting to no more than 16,000 at a time, the number that could be around the tomb complex on Mount Meron. Unfortunately, Israeli media reporting that ticket scalpers are offering forged passes to let more people into the site. We'll see if security forces can prevent another tragedy. Shimon bar Yochai was a disciple of Rabbi Akiva, still one of the most respected rabbis in Judaism. These are in the years following the destruction of the Second Temple in Jerusalem in 70 AD. Shimon bar Yochai is attributed with the writing of the Zohar, which is the principal text of Kabbalism, a mystical form of Judaism that deviates pretty greatly from the biblical texts that you and I call the Old Testament. a growing number of Jewish religious commentators pointing out the pagan aspects of the celebrations on Lag BaOmer and on Mount Meron, connected to Lag BaOmer. Topic number two, Disney craters. It appears that supporting groomers is not good for your public image. For generations, Disney has been a household name. Fans for generations following the exploits of Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, other beloved Disney characters. People keep coming out to theaters and theme parks to support the Disney Corporation. And up until recently, everybody thought of Disney as a family-friendly, non-political entity. Most of our childhoods influenced to one degree or another by the output from the Disney company. You could argue that Disney's contributed more to the social fabric of America than almost any other single entity, including the church, over the last century. But they have slipped into sexual ideology over the last year or so, especially following the passage of the anti-grooming law in Florida recently. Speaking out against that law in Florida has severely tarnished the brand. In just a single year, according to opinion polls, Disney's favorability rating among the American public has dropped from 77% to just 33%. Get woke, go broke. The abiblical, the anti-Christian message has always been there as an undercurrent in much of the output, the entertainment coming from Disney. They just made it obvious here over the last year. It's good the American public is waking up, but it's a little late. Coming up, Killer Rabbit, run away! That's, you'll get this in a minute. It's next on 5 and 10.
Another aspect of this came to me one day when I was watching the movie I Am Legend with Will Smith. If you've seen that film, you know it starts out with a doctor on television claiming a cure to cancer via a chimeric vaccine. The world celebrates as the global inoculation does appear in the script to cure cancer. However, because the vaccine was a blend of human and animal genetics, it ultimately leads to a human form of rabies that nearly wipes out all life on Earth. One virologist, Will Smith, appears to be the only man on Earth naturally immune to the disease, and he sets out to find a cure using his blood for a new vaccine. The show I Am Legend made me wonder in the future if a global pandemic would ensue, only to have one man step forward whose blood holds the key to a cure. Turns out, he is the Antichrist. And like a dark version of communion, one can only be healed by receiving his flesh and blood via the mark or vaccination of the beast. As noted in what could be related news lately, scannable implants and tattoo transmitters are becoming more sophisticated, adding what I would call prophetic components, such as merging human biological matter with transistors to create living implantable machines.
Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, The Unveiling. Register now, scan the QR code, or log on to defenderconference.com.
Deep in the earth, the Dark God plots and waits as the day is coming when he will be released from his chains to loose literal hell on earth. This most terrible time in human history is known by the ancients as Old Saturn's Reign. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package. When you order Derek Gilbert's new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Derek's mind-blowing 13-part video study guide for his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, on DVD, packed with paradigm-shifting revelation and a running time of over 4 hours. In his book, The Second Coming of Saturn, Derek speaks of a new age that began December 21st, 2020. Many experts pointed to the cosmic anomaly known as the Great Conjunction, a meeting in the sky of the planets Jupiter and Saturn, as the triggering event heralding a new golden age ruled by Saturn, the old god who once reigned over a world of peace and plenty. But it's a lie. In this groundbreaking book, you'll also discover why Lucifer is Saturn, not Satan, evidence that Saturn was the leader of the rebellious sons of God, the identity of Apollyon, the angel of the bottomless pit, the connection between Mount Hermon and the Mount of Olives, hidden Bible prophecies of God's final judgment on Saturn and the Watchers. Also included in this special offer, Messianic Rabbi Eric Walker's new book, 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, where he details his upbringing as a young Jewish man confronted with the truth of Jesus the Messiah, and how he unknowingly stumbled upon the ancient and primordial prophecy that is connected to every major prophetic event in Scripture. In 315, The Genesis of All Prophecy, you will learn how God's very first prophecy impacts every chapter of Scripture, see the catastrophic consequences of Satan's plan to eliminate the Jews, recognize how Satan's insidious and pervasive agenda has invaded every sphere of influence, be empowered by the Holy Spirit to play an important part in defeating Satan's diabolical agenda. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive The Second Coming of Saturn 13-Part Study Guide. In this exclusive DVD, author and researcher Derek Gilbert personally takes you through all 33 chapters of his new book, The Second Coming of Saturn, and provides a deep dive into his research, including complete chapter breakdowns with ancient artifacts, maps, and other teaching devices. This tool provides hands-on access directly from the source. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So unearth the ancient prophecies of our Messiah and the rebellious dark gods as you discover the second coming of Saturn. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Saturn's Reign Prophecy Package, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, the source of this scene from the film Monty Python and the Holy Grail, one of the funniest, actually, where they encounter a killer rabbit that takes out a whole contingent of King Arthur's knights, leading King Arthur to yell, "Run away!" And the thing is that, unbeknownst to many of us, self-included, and I'm a longtime fan of Monty Python, sort of a guilty pleasure, that that scene is actually based on real-world medieval biblical manuscripts. Appears that in early medieval art and literature, fluffy white bunnies were far from motifs of innocence, purity, and vulnerability. They were sometimes portrayed as vicious killers. Illuminated texts from the Middle Ages, rabbits were often depicted as armor-wearing, sadistic, cruel, and unpredictably violent, murdering other animals and humans in the most awful ways. And apparently, the guys in Monty Python were aware of this, and that's why they wrote that scene with the killer rabbit into Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I mean, who knew? Bunnies could be... Our dachshund has been trying to warn us for years. I guess he had something. SkyWatch TV's Defender Conference, The Unveiling. Now through August 13th, take advantage of more than two dozen cutting-edge presentations, plus as a special free bonus, access to all five of the documentaries from SkyWatch Films, two of which are award-winning from the annual Telly Awards, Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here, and Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, which won a gold Telly, one of only five films awarded last year out of 13,000 entries. It's a very dark subject, but the people spoke and voted it a gold Telly. You'll also get The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, The Secret Destiny of America, and Belly of the Beast, Tom Horn's expose of the occult symbolism embedded in America's capital, Washington, D.C. You get access to those, plus all of the presentations, the complete list of presenters, and a place to register. Take advantage of this. You still have nearly three full months. Is at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. During the month of May, our thank you for your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is the groundbreaking book by Donna Howell and Tom Horn. It's a subject many of us might find uncomfortable. the fact that some of the most violent, despised criminals in American history profess to accept Jesus Christ before the end. And if so, we will see them again in glory. It's kind of an odd and uncomfortable feeling, but it does speak to the capacity of God to forgive. Take advantage of this opportunity now, because we will send this book as our thank you to you for your gift of any amount during the month of May. Find out more online at skywatchtv.com/donate or call us toll-free 844-750-4985. We're planning a couple of really exciting tours that will help make the Bible come more alive. Turkey this October, October 18th through November 3rd, Sharon and I, alongside best-selling author Doug Hershey, founder of Ezra Adventures, will visit the churches of Revelation, or the locations of the churches of Revelation, Göbekli Tepe, which archaeologists call the world's oldest temple, Abraham's hometown of Haran, among other locations. This is interesting because not only is it historically significant in a biblical way, but prophetically significant because, again, the churches of Revelation, God had a reason for dictating those letters to those places in the book of Revelation. Find out more and reserve your place on this small tour, no more than 24 or so, at skywatchinturkey.com. There's still room, skywatchinturkey.com. And then next spring, we're going to be in the Holy Land. Comes word today that Israel has now dropped the mask requirement from tourists coming in from overseas. So no mask requirement, no jab requirement. Things getting back to normal as far as visiting the Holy Land, and we plan to be there next March, March 19th through 30th, with an optional three-day extension over to Jordan. The sites on our tour are phenomenal. We've got some new locations we'll be visiting this year that we've not seen before, including Bet Yera, which is an ancient city on the southwest shore of the Sea of Galilee, and just off the shore, just barely out into the water, just under the water, is a massive megalithic monument that's only been discovered 10 years ago. 60,000 tons of stone. That's like 2.5 times more than in Stonehenge. So find out more and reserve your place for that tour, the Skywatch TV Tour of Israel, at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, the broadcast show is about my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn. And we're talking about the connection to, end times prophecy, the destroyer. What is the connection between Mount Hermon, the Mount of Olives, and Revelation chapter 9. You'll find our broadcast schedule for all of our over-the-air programming at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you set the schedule just by adding Skywatch TV's channel to Roku or Apple TV. It is free, and we've got links at the website to show you how to do that. Also, the Skywatch TV mobile app gets you all of our video content right in your mobile device alongside a schedule of upcoming events and important news updated 3 times a week. The mobile device, the mobile app that is, works on iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire devices, phones, and tablets. And we have links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.